Blog Talk Radio.
Pastor Sabrina, and we are also happy to be together in the presence of the Lord. Amen. This is a blessed and great day. It's a great day in the kingdom. Amen. Amen. It's a great day in the kingdom. And we thank the Lord for blessing us with it. There's always something in God to spur us on to victory. Amen. And I pray that you will find the message tonight helpful in that direction. Sometimes we just need a little oomph, you know? So I'm Pastor Sabrina, and a special welcome to all of our first-time listeners. We are a Christian, Protestant, non-denominational, international internet church. We have prayer. We seek the Lord on a regular basis. We do spiritual warfare. We have healing, miracles, deliverance. Everything Jesus offers, that's what we do. So we want to thank the Lord for blessing us with his grace and with his power and with faith that those that need help might receive it. Amen? Praise the Lord. You know, God is so good to us. We've had a lot of physical miracles, financial miracles, and various different kinds depending on the need. God does not forsake those who seek his face, nor does he ignore those who come after him, who desire him, who want him, who love him, and who want to obey him. So we invite you to join us. We invite you to join us on our webpage. And our webpage is MiracleInternetChurch.com. MiracleInternetChurch.com. If you're on a cell phone, use your browser to find Miracle Internet Church. Amen? Use your browser to find Miracle Internet Church. When the page comes up, at the top, you'll see three white lines against a black background. White lines, it will open all the links up to you, and you can choose MIC Radio Chat Room. And when the page comes up, you'll have one page, and choose Guest when you get to that page. And after the page changes, then type in your name, one of those that can be found on your birth certificate, just one of them will do, and your message to the saints and enter, and the saints will respond to you. Amen? If you're on a computer or a laptop or a tablet, you may pull up MiracleInternetChurch.com, and across the banner you'll see MIC Radio Chat. Please do click that link. When the page changes, click Guest. When it changes again, follow the directions you just heard and type in your own name, one of those found on your birth certificate, and your message to the saints, and the saints will respond to you. Amen? We thank the Lord for you all, and we ask him to bless you as you listen, because we pray that you receive what he wants you to receive tonight. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. This, saints, this is one of those high days. The past 2 days have been high days. And so, you know, during that time, we have additional warfare. So if you hadn't been expecting that, sorry about that, but this is what happened. Just amen. You know, they do all of this witchcraft. I think I prayed about it already once. But they do all of this witchcraft on the phases of the moon and on every holiday that they deem significant, especially Christian holidays. And, you know, then we have Ramadan and all that other stuff. But this is a high day. So you need to make sure that you're covered. Amen? You need to do your warfare. And you need to stand in faith believing. I've been attacked a few times today. I think the attack must have started in my sleep because when I woke up, I was under attack this morning. that's the way it is. But we know what to do, don't we? We know how to get the victory in Jesus Christ. Now, for those of you who have never listened to a ministry or participated in a ministry where we teach you to fight the devil, well, here you are. Congratulations. It's important if you're going to be a Christian to know how to fight the devil and get the victory. And no, it does not fall on you like rain. You have to learn this. You have to learn to practice it. You have to learn to believe the word. You have to learn to trust God. There's a lot of learning that has to take place. And you have to be open to receive the truth. It may not be what you have heard before. It might be completely foreign to you. But if you want victory in Jesus, it's plenty to learn. Amen? Praise God. In fact, all of us are still learning. And it's important because this is the end time. And we have a harvest to reap for the kingdom of God, harvest of souls. And we have many other battles that we must attend to in the name of Jesus Christ and for his kingdom. And so we have to learn about our adversary, the devil, and we have to learn how to defeat him, and we have to continually do it, and we have to practice doing it. Amen? We have to get the victory in our own life and in other people's lives sometimes. You know, sometimes it's that way. So we don't mind. We're accustomed to it. And I pray that you choose to mature in Christ and to become all that he desires for you to be here on the earth. It would be terrible for you to live most of your life down here and then go home and didn't accomplish what you should have done while you were here. That's a little disappointing, I believe. So I would hope that you'd stick with us and stick it out till you really become what Jesus wants you to be. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. So, the first thing we're going to do tonight is a little different from what I always do. And I thank you for bearing with me. We're going to forgive first. We're going to forgive. Before we do, because I don't know where I'm going in spiritual warfare tonight. I just know I'm going forward. So we're going to forgive everyone that has ever sinned against us or against our family. In the name of Jesus Christ, we're going to forgive first. We're going to forgive ourselves. If we've been upset with God at any time, we're going to forgive God. And we're going to forgive everybody else, even people that we have never met, that we are not pleased with their actions and their behaviors. We are going to forgive them right now. So everybody get all your little offenses together because we're getting ready to get rid of them. All right? We need to be in a position to hear the word of the Lord, and we need to be in a position to walk in victory. So we're going to begin at the beginning, and we're going to forgive. Amen? All right, are you ready? Are you ready? You got your faith out. Okay, good. We're ready to go. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we approach you as the children of God. We have received the spirit of adoption, and we call you Abba Father. Our Heavenly Father, we repent of our own sins, of all the things we missed and didn't get right and were too preoccupied to do and didn't feel like it and were too tired and whatever the case may have been, we repent of our sins before you right. We are heartily sorry for these our misdoings. It grieves us when we sin against you. And we ask you to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We ask you, Father, to help us to overcome in the areas where we fail. We thank you for continually teaching us and strengthening us according to your word. And, Father, we forgive ourselves. We forgive the Godhead. We forgive people that died and left us, and we're upset about it. And we forgive everyone who has sinned against us or against our family line. We release them to you in the name of Jesus Christ. And we ask you to give us a right heart attitude and right thoughts concerning these things. We take authority, dominion, and power over us in Jesus' name. And we invoke 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5. We cast down every imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. And we bring into captivity right this moment every thought to the obedience of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, for helping us. We thank you for having mercy on us and releasing your grace and love to us. We ask you, Father, to cleanse our hearts and to pour in the love of God into our spirits, Lord, into our hearts, into our lives, that we might reflect who our Father really is in this world. In Jesus' name, we release those who have offended us. We place them in the hands of God, the Holy Spirit. And we cast all of our care upon you because we know that you care for us. Thank you for the love, Lord. We really do need you. Thank you for the love. We really do need you. So, Father, we cast off all oppression and all heaviness and all burdens and all weight that have been pressed upon us by the enemy. Woo! That have been pressed upon us by the enemy. Thank you. That felt great. Did you feel that? I felt that. Thank you, Lord. You have caused us to go upright. Amen. The joy of the Lord is our strength. And you have given us power and love and a sound mind. We possess all three now in Jesus' name. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you very much. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Regesura kakushe relelediada. Rumba baba rekise la leria sande de bruka. Yerraka le dio suru gunde de brise le dio sunda rekisa. Yerrekihe le dio sunde de breke la leria sahara. Yerrekite de broka te de brise le dio sula. Yerrekite de breke de brosha kia sande de broke de bra. Rolla la riasa regite de bruke de rianda da brolla la rianda da breke le riasse. Rella la dio sunde de breke de dio sula la dio sunde de bra. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Thank you. Amen, 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 amen. Amen. Amen, 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 amen. Ha! Isn't grace wonderful? Amen. Isn't grace wonderful? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So, Father, we're going to continue this prayer before you. And we thank you for healing us in our body, because by the stripes of Jesus Christ, we have been healed. We receive our healings now in Jesus' name. We receive our healings now. Whew, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Lord Jesus, you are our high priest with ready access to the Father, and you are not out of touch with reality. You have been through weakness and testing, experienced it all but the sin. So we have come to receive mercy and accept the help that you are so ready to give. Amen. We acknowledge our sin of rebellion and ask forgiveness for our negative attitude toward our employer, our boss, our coworkers, or whoever that person was. We admit our sin and we make a clean breast of them. And you won't let us down. You'll be true to yourself. Thank you for forgiving our sins and purging us of all wrongdoing. We are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pull down the strongholds of distrust and suspicion that have protected and reinforced our rebellious thought patterns, wrong motives, wrong attitudes, and bad toward others. Forgive us, Lord, we were wrong. We sinned. We bind our mind to the mind of Christ and our will to the will of God. And we loose ourselves from self-centered and selfish thinking. Thank you, Lord. We submit to the constant ministry of transformation by the Holy Spirit and take our everyday, ordinary life, our sleeping, eating, going to work, walking around life, and place it before you, our God, as an offering. We fix our attention on you, and we will be changed from the inside out. Father, we choose to be obedient to our employers and respect them, and are eager to please them in singleness of motive and with all our heart as service to Christ, not in the way of eye service, as if they were watching us, but as a servant of Christ, doing your will heartily and with our whole soul. We will render service with goodwill, as to you and not to men. We know that for whatever good we do, we will receive our reward from you. Father, we ask you to help us to do everything readily and cheerfully, without bickering and second-guessing and griping and complaining and whining and moaning and constantly finding fault with others. We purpose to go out into the world uncorrupted, a breath of fresh air in the squalid, polluted society. May we provide people with a glimpse of good living and of the living God. We revere you, Lord, and our work is a sincere expression of our devotion to you. Whatever may be our task, we work at it heartily from the soul as something done for you, knowing that the one we are actually serving is the Lord Jesus Christ. And in his name we pray, amen. Amen. Thank you, Father. That was beautiful. Thank you very much. Thank you so, so very much for that. Amen. It's a great day in the kingdom, saints. It's a great day. It's always a great day. Jesus is on the throne. Amen. It's always a great day. Amen. So, Father, we have repented of rebellion, self-will, anger, selfishness, stubbornness, self-judgmental, unteachable, pride, control, possessiveness, hatred, roots of bitterness, resentment, violence, unforgiveness, murder, retaliation, and the memory that continually recalls what was done against us. We have repented, Lord. Thank you for that. We repent, Lord, of all shame and unworthiness and pride and vanity and ego and intolerance and impatience, frustration and perfection and fantasy and withdrawal and pouting and unreality, vivid imagination, self-awareness, timidity, shyness, loneliness, sensitivity. I'm so sensitive. Talkativeness, nervous tension, fear of people, and mental insanity. We repent, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, Father, in Jesus' name, from our position, seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, we take authority, dominion, and power over these spirits in the name of Jesus. We bind grumpiness and grouchiness and irritability in Jesus' holy name. Come out of God's people. Take a deep breath and cough those spirits out right now in Jesus' name. Take a deep breath. Father, we repent of all gossip and anything that came through our lips that was not edifying and giving glory to you. We repent of that, Father. Take a deep breath and cough that out. Cough it out now in Jesus' name. Cough it out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Deep breath and cough. Cough it out in the name of Jesus. Arra Kurra kahashata na maro garagete ringe de da brosa da di osunda da breke de di osula da di osunda runge de da breke de di. We take authority, dominion, and power over the demons that tempted us to do it to begin with. In Jesus' name, and we bind them. We forbid them to hang around us in the name of Jesus. We send them bound into the spiritual cage and take a deep breath and cough from your gut, not your throat. From your gut, not your throat, and go to the feet of Jesus for judgment. Father, we thank you for releasing your angels to see to it that this takes place in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Ruka resilaria. Father, thank you for the fresh breeze of the Spirit of God. Thank you, Lord. Clearing the atmosphere. We just plead the merits of the shed blood of Jesus in our atmosphere, all in our atmosphere, Father, in Jesus' holy name, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. We give you thanks, Lord, for the blood of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Heavenly Father, according to your word, we present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, and in your sight. We thank you, Lord, for this opportunity. Our loins are girded about with the spirit of truth. We're wearing the breastplate of righteousness. Our feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Thank you, Lord. We take the shield of faith on, and we are now able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, Lord. We might have missed a few earlier today, but we got it straight now. We are wearing the helmet of salvation and taking the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. According to your word, Father, the glory of the Lord is our rear guard. He's carrying the rear. Amen. We thank you for the head you put around us. We're covered by the blood of Jesus. We are the head and not the tail. And no weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper. And every tongue that has risen against us in judgment, we condemn. Thank you, Lord. You are our shepherd, and we shall not want. You supplied all of our need according to your riches and glory, and we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. So we cast down every imagination and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of, and we bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Jesus Christ. We cast all of our cares upon you, Lord, because we know that you care for us. We thank you for divine health. We thank you that you're the God who heals all of our diseases, and by the stripes of Jesus Christ, by his blood stripes, we have been healed. We thank you for prosperity. We thank you for good health, even as our souls prosper, Lord. For the joy of the Lord is our strength. Amen. Father, they are finances that the enemy has stolen from us, and we call him on it. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Bible says that if the thief be found, he has to return sevenfold what he stole and his own house. So, Aruka, we invoke the word of God in that situation in the name of Jesus Christ. We take those funds and whatever material possessions they were back from the hands of the enemy. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We take it back and we call it back into our own possession. In the name of Jesus Christ, thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Especially if the government stole it. Praise God. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, we bind Satan, the strong man, all of his evil angels, evil spirits, all demonic agents, all of his underlings, decisions, timings, maneuvers, tactics, devices, plans, orders, and we cancel all demonic assignments and satanic agendas against the righteous in Jesus' holy name. Father, we tear down, destroy, disrupt, melt down, pull away, and utterly destroy all the protections of the enemy camp in the name of Jesus Christ. We take the territory from Satan in Jesus' name. We bind every form of godliness which denies the power of Jesus Christ. We come into agreement with the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, and we come out of agreement with Satan, his agents, and his wicked powers in Jesus' name. We close and seal all portals, channels, and open doors of access to the enemy. We pull down all demonic thrones. We bind the wicked principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, and all spiritual wickedness in high places. We release the all-consuming fire of God on every ley line, silver cord, and garland. We bind the demons and workers of darkness in the heavenlies, in the bush, and in the deep. We bind rape and murder to its strong man and dethrone them all, chaining them all in eternal chains and darkness, placing them in the custody of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. We bind the sources of all witchcraft attacks, and we return the attacks onto the heads of the devils that bring them to cling to them for eternity. We bind all trafficking demons, reporters, watchers, peeps, whisperers, familiar, electronic, digital, technology demons and their attacks, all Leviathan spirits and their attacks, all brainwashing, kundalini, psychic spirits and their attacks, all water and marine spirits and their attacks, all sex devils and their attacks, all unclean devils and their attacks, all sorcery devils and their attacks, all pain-afflicting spirits, sleep deprivation spirits, artificial intelligence, smart dust, and drone spirits in Jesus' name. We bind you all. We bind all seducing and womanizing and whoredom spirits in their attacks. We bind the Havana syndrome, brain changes, injuries, all remote viewing, all sonic and audio weapons, all whoredom spirits in their attacks, all the voices of the stranger, the charmer, and the seducer, and the deceiver, and all targeted radio frequency, all pulse weapons, and their attacks, all microwave attacks, all debilitating sonic frequency attacks, and the work of every druid. We bind all hypnotic and trance devils in their attacks, all mystic rituals in their intent. We overturn and empty all cauldrons and chalices upon the heads of the conjurers and the magicians. We bind all electromagnetic attacks, smart technology attacks, techno-paganism, and mind control by the occult. We bind forced feedback, cyber stalking, cyber sex crimes, pornography, demonic curiosity, bewitching spirits which manipulate modern technology, pulse microwave radiation attacks designed to cause neurological problems, brain injuries, debilitating headaches, vertigo, binding directed energy microwave weapons, binding all vibrations which are demons. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. We bind all microwave frequency weapons, 5G and components, and 5G and beyond in Jesus' name. And we bind all attacks coming from any other galaxy, from what we refer to as outer space, from any satellite, from any planet, from any star, from any orbit in the name of Jesus Christ, from any system of man-made satellites put into orbit in Jesus' name, all weaponry, all assault, all attacks coming against us from that arena, from the area of the prince of the power of the air, we bind it in the name of Jesus Christ, and we return it to sender in the name of Jesus. We send it back. We boomerang it back. We send it back according to the covenant in the name of Jesus Christ, exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that works within us. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise, glory, and honor for that, Father. We break the powers of all attacks coming through EMPs, EMFs, and through the cell towers, through any receptor on earth, working against us, even through our computers and our electronic devices, in Jesus' name. We return it to sender in the name of Jesus Christ. We overturn and empty all cauldrons and chalices upon the heads of the conjurers and the magicians. We bind every order of magic and mystic arts. We bind Buddhist, black magic, Santeria, Kabbalah, Egyptian, Chaldean, Hindu, Indian, African, European, North American, South American, Celtic. Japanese, Korean, Iraqi, Haitian, Jamaican, Caribbean, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. We bind all Morgellons attacks, and we return every attack to the senders. We bind Caribbean and Latin American and Jamaican and Trinidadian black and white magic in Jesus' name. We bind the culture of corruption worldwide. We bind all free-flying devils. We bind all evil spirits which take animal forms, all shape-shifting spirits, trapping them into their shifted form for eternity. We bind each demon responsible for the dominion of sin in our culture. We bind hyperactivity, racing minds, inattention, impulsivity, low levels of dopamine. We bind the prince of the power of the air, and we return his powers to Jesus Christ. We bind the powers of the dog and every abomination that has been committed. We bind the lord of the flies and his agents, and we place them under the feet of the Lord Jesus. We bind the Mandela effect. We bind all satanic ritual abuse devils and satanic worship, witchcraft dedications, and all rituals done on the phases of the moon. Amen for that. We bind all formations of bullflies and demonic insects. We bind all spiders in their webs, putting them in their own webs. We bind the transference of evil spirits and spirits of infirmity, spirits of supplanting, the gods of the people of the land, the gods of the groves, and every spirit that exalts science, logic, human reasoning, and demonic knowledge against the knowledge of God and makes man wise in his own eyes. We bind you. Thank you, Lord. We bind Mammon and his agents. We bind all demons sent forth to intimidate, harass, manipulate, lie against, mock, wear down, infect, destroy, spy, sabotage, hinder, monitor, track, besmirch, block, distract, confuse, pervert, stifle, curse, expose, stop, defile, corrupt, undermine, despise, bewitch, tranquilize, assassinate, divide, confound, attack, reproach, and reduce the effectiveness of the righteous in Christ Jesus. We bind the shedding of injected persons upon us. We return and loose these attacks to the senders according to the covenant. We bind the bondage of generations of fools and the spirit of the fool in Jesus' name. We bind the carnal mind. We bind the fool's anger in Jesus' name. We bind food lust, addictions, and gluttony and false flags in the name of Jesus. We return to sender according to the covenant all and every reprisal. Retribution, counterattack, psychic weapon, retaliation, all avenging, all blowbacks, all vengeance, all blood rituals, every boomerang, each payback, and all requiting of our righteous warfare in Jesus' name. This includes every evil work, mark, rite, ritual, ceremony, sacrifice, proclamation, backlash, pronouncement, vow, root work, or sin against us, astral projection, sending demons to us to work against us and against all that pertains to us. No demon, no wicked person, or unrighteous event left behind, binding the inordinate use of conjugal rights, returning to sender our witchcraft attacks through channeling and the satellites against the website, the broadcast, and the app, binding all abortions as a magical ritual, binding all Cameroonian wizardry, black magic, jujus, hexes, vexes, and such in the name of Jesus. Returning to sender all tribal witchcraft begun by a shaman, a witch doctor, an Obita man in the name of Jesus Christ, especially. Returning to sender all Chaldean witchcraft in the name of Jesus to the sender. All Chaldean witchcraft return. All Chaldean witchcraft return. However many times, Lord, you need to return it, return it. Thank you, Lord. The returning to sender of Spanish and Mexican witchcraft in Jesus' name, binding every coven, every cult, every conclave, and every cabal that works its powers against the Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom. Thank you, Lord. Breaking and destroying our social, emotional, and psychological ties with food and drink, which are displeasing to Jesus Christ. Binding every coven, cult, conclave, and cabal, especially those coming under the heading of the Illuminati or the globalists, or the metaverse, in Jesus' name. We break your grip and hold over all humanity in Jesus' name. We break your powers in the name of Jesus Christ. We take your powers from you, and we transfer them back to Jesus Christ. All power belongs to God. We thank you, Lord, for giving us power and authority over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm us. We thank you, Lord, that you have given us the power to bind and to loose. So we bind the works and the powers of all of those who work with the metaverse, and we loose the will, purpose, power, and plan of Jesus Christ. We thank you for it, Father. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor for it, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Breaking and destroying our social, emotional, and psychological ties with food and drink, which are displeasing to Jesus Christ. Binding superficial religious acts, every act of sexual sin. Binding magic spells for love, money, protection, black magic, white magic, candle magic, hoodoo, root work, lucky charms, time magic, and folk magic spells. Binding the demons of energies, boomeranging their wicked works upon them. Binding all magical language, magic signs, magical patterns, even in numbering, binding synchrony in Jesus' name. Binding and caging Poseidon and all underwater demons and creatures, and stripping them of their crowns, their powers, and their thrones, transferring it back to Jesus Christ. Binding all conjurations and summonings of demons. Binding Jewish black magic mysticism, magic writings, magic artifacts, binding the essence of magic and Jewish magic by practitioners, amulets, bowls, precious stones, incantations, divining practices, magic spells and potions, binding all blockages to righteous spiritual reception in Jesus' name. We bind all vampire spirits, voodoo, hoodoo, ancient arts, mystic rituals, devils attending the New World Order, New Age movement, Great Reset, make-believe, fantasy, fables, enchantments, false religions, numerology, horoscopes, la-la land, the spirits and the works of the oppressors, and the spirit and the children of disobedience, martial arts, yoga, transcendental meditation, antichrist ideologies, and doctrines, Ahab and Jezebelic spirits and practices, unlawful nudity, lewdness, perversions, the outworking of vain deceit, death spirits, spirits of destruction, chaos, and mayhem, oppression, depression, anarchy, premonition, clairvoyance, out-of-body experiences, reincarnation, haunting, poltergeist, astral travel, psychic healing, demonic meditation, spirit guides, and defilement by wizards. Amen, amen to that. And the king of pride. We take authority, dominion, and power over the king of pride and all of his agents in the name of Jesus. We bind them and send them into the spiritual cage and to the feet of Jesus for judgment. We bind all human, demonic, blood, sexual, financial, animal, food, fecal, and soulish sacrifices in Jesus' name. We particularly bind all sacrifices initiated by a queen of the coast or king of the coast in Jesus' holy name. We bind all devils attached to idols and idolatry. We bind every form of rebellion, idolatry, root work, mind control, apathy, unyielding, nature worship, deception, idle mind, unfocused mind, scoffing, error, worldly indoctrination, military spirits, rioting, abuse, all trolls, all fear, combative jealousy, fleshly ambition, the culture of corruption, weariness, betrayal, unfaithfulness, violence, and temptation to sin in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. We bind Belial, Beelzebub, Baal, Molech, Baselech, Python, Neptune, Zeus, Apollyon, Kali, all gods and goddesses, Osiris, Osiris, Isis, and on, and all false deities, Mammon, Atlas, Baphomet, and his 72. We chain you with eternal chains under darkness, send you into the spiritual cage, into the feet of Jesus for judgment. We undo the works of all demonic weapons, fireballs, poisons, voodoo pins and dolls, cold and hot spots, psychic weapons, prompters, codes, triggers, charms, tumors, designs, signals, and we return their affliction to the worker of witchcraft and their pagan sources. We bind every spirit that was familiar to the Laodiceans. We bind the insanity, pride, work of errors, and foolishness of our own opinions. We bind being misled and misleading others, and we return and loose all the retaliations of the enemy upon his own head. According to the scriptures, we bind our traditions and customs rooted in sin. We denounce and renounce them all and loose ourselves from them. We bind the gang stalkers and send their fear, harassments, and witchcraft back on their own heads as well as their mind control. In Jesus' name, we bind the spirit of slumber. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We break the powers of every Masonic ritual, rite, ceremony, vow, pledge, and pact. In the name of Jesus Christ, we bind the rituals, the brotherhood, the lodge, the craft, the worship, the grips, Freemasonry, their charters, all the rituals of the secret societies and the associated organizations in Jesus' holy name. Thank you, Lord. Amen. We bind all of that up too, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Every bit of it. And all of their wicked works that they do when people don't do what they want them to do. We bind the spirit of slumber. We thank you, Father, that you have, Father, we bind the works of those who work to bring honor to themselves. We thank you, Father, that you have given us power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm us. We rejoice with you that our names are written in heaven. We bind every spirit that denies the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ and his blood atonement on the cross of Calvary. Father, we ask for eyes to see, ears to hear, hearts to believe, and minds to receive what the Spirit of God says to the church. We repent of an evil heart of unbelief, and we ask you, Father, to teach us to guard our hearts with all diligence. Lord, we come to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, to break every yoke and chain, and to call for justice and plead for truth. Lord, develop in us a love for the truth. Lead us into truth. Your word is truth. Make us to know the truth, and your truth will make us free. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. We're binding all electromagnetic energy pollution, binding and returning to sender, electromagnetic witchcraft, binding magical fantasy movies and TV shows, binding the unreality and escapism of the Hallmark Channel shows, binding the pathways to sin to the mind in Jesus' name, binding gloom, neurotic behaviors, anxiety, and depression in the name of Jesus. Lord, we've come to celebrate the scriptures with you and to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. We will not turn back from pursuing the enemy until the Godhead does. The Lord Jesus Christ is our commander-in-chief in whom we serve and obey. Thank you, Lord. Thank you so much. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we command every demon that has followed us, hitchhiked, was sent to us or transferred to us to leave us now in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Even coming through the pages on the computer or the computer lines or through our cell phones, we return them to sender in Jesus' name. Father, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem and elsewhere. We pray for kings and all who are in authority and all true Christians, especially those who are imprisoned or being persecuted, and all the January 6th prisoners. Though we walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive us. You will stretch forth your hand against the wrath of our enemies, and your right hand shall save us. Father, we cover ourselves in the blood of Jesus. We cover our mode of transportation and the path and the travel route there in the name of Jesus Christ and back. We take authority, dominion, and power over all interferences, especially spiritual interferences on the road, so that they don't ask you, Lord, for it in Jesus' name. Thank you. We thank you that you have released your angels and your word ahead of us to protect us. Father, we cover ourselves and our property with the blood of Jesus. We take authority over all the demons of the day and night, bad dreams, night dreams, sex dreams, anyone, anything trying to get into our dreams. We command them to stay away. We thank you, Lord, for your angels. And we thank you for the wall of fire that surrounds us with your glory in the midst. We thank you for your warring, linking angels and your praising angels, Father. Hallelujah. But most of all, we thank you for your very presence in our midst, Lord. That's extremely important to us. Thank you, Lord, for that. Father, all the warfare that we have received since we began our time of seeking your face, we bind it now and we return it and release it where it goes, back where it came from, in the name of Jesus Christ, all of it. every bit of it, every single attack. Every attack must go back. Every attack must go back. Every attack, every attack, every attack, every attack, every attack must go back in Jesus' name. Every attack, every attack, every attack, every attack, every attack must go back in the name of Jesus Christ. We pull out all fiery darts, pins, needles, spears, voodoo, any vices. We break their grip and hold. We break their grip and hold on every vice in the name of Jesus. We throw it off in the name of Jesus Christ and return it from whence it came in Jesus' mighty name. We bind the devils in the heavenlies, in the bush, and in the deep, and we see close and seal every open door. Thank you, Lord. We tear down, destroy all ungodly silver cords and ley lines and sever from ourselves all ungodly soul ties, attachments, covenants, agreements, oaths, consents, garlands, vows, pledges, pacts, leagues, and other forms of agreement with the demonic realm. We tear down and destroy and blow up walls of protection around witches, warlocks, wizards, Satanists, globalists, nanotechnology, witch doctors. Underwater witches, mermaids and mermen. And we break the power of every curse, vex, hex, love spell, charm, fetish, voodoo, magic, sorcery, all mind control, all psychic power, torment, pain, sickness, and destruction. Psychic warfare and psychic powers, incense on candle burning, ungodly blessings, chantings, root works, crystals, hoodoo, tribal ritual incense, hexes, vexes, love spells, and charms. In the name of Jesus, all divinating spirits and all liars, in the name of Jesus, we bind your works, we return them to sender, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. We return to sender. We send back. We take from the witches, the warlocks, the wizards, and the sorcerers any strengthening or reinforcing that they may have received. We cut their communication with their cohorts in Jesus' name. We cut the exchange of power between them in the name of Jesus Christ. We return spirits of hate, bitterness, murder, envy, jealousy, wizardry, sorcery, and all such evil, spirits of bondage, spirits of paralyzing, spirits of blindness, heaviness, fear, and hate. And we thank you, Lord, that by your stripes we have been healed. By your stripes, Lord, we have been healed. And we release the love of Jesus Christ upon the members of Miracle Internet Church in Jesus' holy name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. So tonight, saints, our featured proverb is Proverb 18. Proverb 18, and our verse for meditation comes from Psalm 1. Psalm 1, verses 1 through 3. And our featured ebook is Keeping Your Deliverance Bible Study, Turning from Evil Spirits. And if you need the link to that, it is presently in the chat room. Amen. Praise the Lord. So tonight we're going to talk about I Choose to Follow. Choose to follow. Praise God. Saints, contrary to some popular teaching, the life of a believer is not a continual carefree existence. That's right. Contrary to some popular teaching, the life of a believer is not a continual carefree existence. I know you wanted it to be so, but that would be living a lie. And we don't do that. We walk in the light of truth. Amen. Amen. Praise God. That's the way it is. We do not walk outside and find money in our hedges. You know, it didn't grow there overnight. We go to work. Praise God. So when we choose to follow the teachings of Jesus, we invite difficulty. When we choose follow the teachings of Jesus Christ, we invite difficulty. Amen. We invite difficulty. Luke chapter 9, verse 23, the Gospel of Luke, chapter 9, verse 23. The Gospel of Luke, chapter 9, verse 23. That's right. When we decided to follow Jesus, we invite difficulty. We invite attacks from Satan. Now, to those of you that's shocking, hold on. There's more to come. Amen? Amen. Luke chapter 9, verse 23. And he said to them all. He did? Yes, Jesus said this to them all. That means he's talking to you right now. If any man will come after me, let him deny himself. Let him deny himself. Let him deny himself and take up his cross daily, daily, and follow me. So he gave us three commands in this one scripture. First, we have to make the decision to come after him. All right, having done that, we must deny ourselves. Next, we must take up our cross daily. That means every single day, even on Sunday, and follow him. That's what he said. Is an object of suffering, shame, sacrifice, and difficulty. The cross is an object of suffering, shame, sacrifice, and difficulty. While Jesus was not suggesting that we pick up literal wooden crosses, even though he has required that of a few, he was acknowledging that following him involves same kind of reproach. We're going to be verbally assaulted, financially assaulted, physically assaulted, politically assaulted, legally assaulted, governmentally assaulted. Every kind of assault that there is, the enemy plans for us. Not only do his teachings and his example of servanthood, his example of servanthood run counter to our natural inclinations, also invite the scorn and rejection of others. That's right. If you're going to walk in servanthood and in the character and nature of Jesus Christ, it will invite scorn and rejection from others. Yes, perhaps even family members and friends. This too was anticipated by Jesus. He said, in Matthew chapter 10, verse 34, the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 10, not that I am come to send peace on earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword. But a sword. verse 36. Matthew chapter 10, verse 36. Matthew chapter 10, 36. And a man's foes shall be they of his own household. And a man's foes shall be they of his own household. And I could put a 900 amens to that. Praise the Lord. What does this look like practically? What does this look like practically? How does bearing the cross affect our daily lives? How does bearing the cross affect our daily living? Well, I'm glad you asked. In what ways may we be called to suffer? Well, you really do want to learn this, don't you? The answers will be different for every saint. The answers will be different for every saint. Perhaps your neighbor will drive across your newly purchased lawn on a muddy day, leaving big ruts. No, they didn't drive across your lawn in their Mercedes. No, that wasn't what they used. They used their Ram truck. Yes. All across your lawn. Maybe your coworker will blame his mistake on you and you will lose your job. It's happened before. Maybe your sibling will influence your parents to reduce your share of the inheritance. That's why we have courts, you know. Depending on where you are, you may be jailed for your faith. You may go to a shopping arena wearing a Christian t-shirt and be approached by security telling you that your t-shirt is offensive to someone. Now, granted, it doesn't matter with that someone how short their shorts are and that you can see the cheeks of their behind from their shorts from a distance. Your Christian t-shirt is offending someone. They may arrest you. You may have to sue them. You know, life is quite interesting. Never a dull moment. Sometimes, in the middle of this suffering, we despair. Although we know we have been called to suffer for the cause of Christ, the suffering we are experiencing seems too intense for anyone to bear. Well, what do you mean by that? Well, you know, there's this grandmother that the courts recently sent to prison for over 10 years or longer. I can't remember, but it was at least 10 years for being at a crisis center. We want to give you an abortion place. And she approached someone and said some whatever she said and did whatever they're trained to do, because they're trained when they go there what to say and what to do. And so the government decided to put her in prison and put her in prison for over 10 years. And now that she's in prison, she's leading a Bible study, but she can't see or talk or get to watch her grandchildren grow up. It may cost you that. Stephen, it cost him his life. So it depends. Amen? It depends. In this society, it could cost you everything you own. That's what they do. They harass you in evil ways. They change laws. You know, there were ancestors of mine who wanted to vote. And so they decided they would change the laws to make it illegal for them to vote. So what you have to do is you have to find a way to vote anyhow. And then over time, you have to find yourself before the Supreme Court so that there is a law in the land that says you can vote. How about that? You just never know. You just never know what it will cost. You might have to lead a nonviolent march across the bridge. You just never know. Amen. That's the way it really is in Christendom. What we often forget in times like these is that this suffering has a deeper purpose, deeper purpose. It is producing character in us. It is producing character inside of us. It is preparing us for the days of joy ahead. This is why James says to us, count it all joy when ye fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. James chapter 1, James chapter 1 beginning with verse 2. James chapter 1, beginning with verse 2. James chapter 1, beginning with verse 2. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations, knowing this, know this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. That is what it means to walk with Christ, experiencing the beauty of his likeness in our lives demands spiritual development. Yes, that is correct. Experiencing the beauty of his likeness in our lives demands spiritual development. And spiritual development requires suffering. Spiritual development requires suffering. There are no shortcuts nor substitutes, nor is it microwavable. Amen. There are no shortcuts. There are no substitutes. And it is not microwavable. No, it is not. Amen? So, the way of Christ is the way of the cross. The way of Christ is the way of the cross. Remember, saints, that after dismal days, joy will break through. After dismal days, joy will break through. Weeping may endure for a night, Psalm 30, verse 5 says. But joy cometh in the morning. You see, the weeping comes first, then the joy. Amen? Amen. Amen. After seasons of suffering, we will emerge to find ourselves purified. You want God to purify your heart? He will, but not the way you think. You want God to purify your heart? He will, but not the way you think. New desire. New desire, fresh courage, and renewed vision will propel us as we continue the journey from earth to heaven. We must appreciate the Apostle James for emphasizing that good actions will naturally flow from those who are filled with the Holy Spirit. And yet, he questions whether someone may or may not have saving faith if the fruit of the Spirit cannot be seen. See, what you forget about the crucifixion is for the blood to run down, his flesh had to be bruised. It had to be stabbed. It had to be pierced. His flesh had to suffer. His flesh had to die for the blood to run down. He had to fight demons in prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane till blood came rushing down. This is how you got your salvation. He had to be pierced for you to be saved. Think about that the next time you get in an argument. Amen? So, James questioned whether someone may or may not have a saving faith if the fruit of the Spirit cannot be seen. Yes, saints, we will face trials of many kinds, but we understand that the testing of our faith is to bring forth the needed perseverance in our lives. The testing of our faith is to bring forth the needed perseverance in our lives. Too soon. Jesus couldn't. He had to go all the way. If we're going to be like him and overcome like him, we've got to do it the way he did it. We've got to go all the way. Amen? It is not always easy to be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. But by the grace of God, we must make the effort to do so. It is not always easy to be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. But by the grace of God, we must make the effort to do so. You see, saints, our faith requires us to act in a way which will please God and give him the glory. Our faith in Jesus Christ must express itself outwardly in actions which look like Jesus. Yes, there is a difference in worldly wisdom and godly wisdom. There is a distinct and clear difference between worldly wisdom and godly wisdom. We are called to turn away from evil and draw close to God. We are to turn from hoarding our riches or whatever it is we have that we think is valuable. Just as we are called to surrender our fleshly self-reliance and instead embrace trusting our God and believing in his promises to us. just as we are called to surrender our fleshly self-reliance and embrace trusting our God and believing in his promises to us. Saints, we are called to be patient in suffering, praying, and caring for one another, and bolstering our faith through fellowshipping here with the saints of God. Let us put to rest the idea that you can become and yet continue living in sin. Not so at all. Not so at all. You may not become a Christian and continue by exhibiting no fruit of righteousness. Not so. Not in Jesus' kingdom. Now, there are all kinds of places that are referred to as churches. A lot of them don't have the word church on them anywhere. A lot of them, you wouldn't imagine they were a church if you drove by, okay? And in some of those places, I'm told, it's okay for you to come and wear your shorts to church and dance around and bop around and do whatever it is they do. You go in that way and come out the same way you went in, filled with the devils. Not one devil has left you. But this is not that place. Amen? This is not that place. Saints, we all experience challenging times in our lives. These challenges, many times, cause us to be impatient, verbally abusive, and disrespectful to one another. It can cause tremendous damage in our relationships. We can even hate to be around those whom we love. It can lead to divorce. Yes, it can. Oh, yes, it can. Yes, it can. It can lead to divorce. But how can that be? Well, people forget things. Yes, you could be selfish and quit your marriage relationship. You could be selfish and quit your job. You could be selfish and just quit Jesus. But you are not your own anymore. You belong to God. You belong to God. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 20. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 20. Amen for this. For ye are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God. You don't belong to yourself anymore. You belong to God. Can't do what you would do because you are not your own anymore. Make certain that what you do pleases God. Make certain that what you do pleases God. I'll say it again. Make certain that what you do, pleases God. Amen. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 7. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 7. 1 Peter chapter chapter 3, verse 7. Amen to the word of God. 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 7. Likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge. That means dwell with your wife according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. Hindered? That's right. No, you don't want to hear that, do you? Well, God wants you to hear it. Amen. To be godly means we must have God. When his spirit lives in us, powers us to live godly lives. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. I am crucified with Christ. One more time, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Mm-hmm. That's the way it is. When the Holy Spirit lives in us, he empowers us to live godly lives. Titus chapter 2, verse 12. Titus chapter 2, verse 12. Titus chapter 2, verse 12. Amen. 1 Timothy, 2 Timothy, Titus. Titus chapter 2, verse 12. Teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. Amen. Praise the Lord. Philippians chapter 2. Philippians chapter 2. Philippians chapter 2, verse 3. Philippians chapter 2, verse 3. Philippians chapter 2, verse 3. Let nothing be done through strife. Let nothing be done through strife or vain glory. Amen. But in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own thing, but every man also on the things of others. So that eliminates your ideas of selfishness and self-centeredness. It's not found in Christ, and it ought not be found in any of us. Amen? Mean anything to you that both of you are united in the Lord? Does it? Does it mean anything to you that both of you are united in the Lord, sharing the same spirit? Are your hearts tender and sympathetic at all? then if that's the case, then please the Lord by loving each other and agreeing wholeheartedly with his word and each other. Really, Pastor? Seriously speaking? Amen. Yes, it takes some faith to do it, but we've got to get it done, you see? That's just it. Jesus didn't talk about how hard it was to go to Calvary. He got it done. And then some. Amen. And then some. He went to hell and took the keys back from Satan. And then some. Kept going till he was done. Maybe we should too. I think so. You must work together with one heart and mind and purpose. Get rid of your own selfishness. No, it does not mean take your pointy little finger and stick it in your spouse's face and tell them you think they're selfish. No, it means go in the bathroom, look in the mirror, and say, you're selfish. It's time to change. You know, Michael Jackson sang that song about the man in the mirror. He said, if you want to make the world a better place, just look at yourself and make a change. He said he was looking at the man in the mirror, hoping that he'd change his ways. No message could be any clearer. If you want to make the world a better place, just look at yourself and make a change. Amen. Amen. So, stop living to make good impressions on others. Stop living to make good impressions on others. Learn to be humble. Learn. It's a process. Learn to be humble. Not seeking to be served, but to serve your wife. That's right. That's right. They've made homemaking a little easier. So, yes, you can use the washer and the dryer without destroying the laundry. Yes, you can mop the kitchen floor. Yes, you can do a whole lot of things. You can start with a compliment and kind words. You can do that. You have that capability. You have the ability to give her the week off, and you do it all. Oh, yes, you can. Oh, yes, you can. Oh, yes, you can. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. So, get off your own high horse. Get off your own high horse. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, humility values others above yourself, not looking to your own interests. Prefer your wife. That's right. Prefer your wife, not that digitalized image on the other side of the computer screen. I know you do this in this ministry, but we're going to get to that. That pornography thing, we're coming. Prefer your wife, not some image that's not even real. That's not even a real person. That's what computer work does. But Jesus is coming for your computer idolatry. I want you to know that. Let me warn you now. The Lord Jesus Christ is coming for your computer idolatry. He's coming. Just hold on. Hold tight. He's coming. In marriage, this means that a husband is no longer his own boss. That's right. When you willingly married, you willingly surrendered this. When you willingly married, you willingly surrendered this. God understands that it may never cross a man's mind that his wife is not passionate about what he is passionate about. But this passage instructs us to intentionally consider the feelings and ideas of others rather than assume that they think as you do. You must begin to confess God's word over your marriage. God will transform your relationship when you decide to put pressure on your tongue. Amen. God wants some transformation in these relationships. He's not satisfied. James chapter 3, beginning with verse 3. James chapter 3, beginning with verse 3. James chapter 3, beginning with verse 3. Behold, we put bits in the horses' mouth that they may obey us. And we turn about their whole body. I watched them do this before. It does work that way. Behold also the ship, which though they be so great and are driven a fierce wind, yet are they turned about with a very small helm, whatsoever the governor listeth. Amen. Amen. God's serious. God is serious. Even so, the tongue is a little member and boasteth great things. Behold how great a matter a little fire kindleth. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defileth the whole body and setteth on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire of hell. For every kind of beast and of birds and of serpents and of things in the sea is tamed and hath been tamed of mankind. But the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. Therewith bless we God, even the Father, and therewith curse we men, which are made after the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceedeth blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not so to be. My goodness, Lord, I preach so till now it's raining. My goodness. Whew. Doth a fountain send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter? Can the fig tree, my brethren, bear olive bearing? Either a vine figs? So can no fountain yield salt water and fresh? So can no fountain both yield salt water and fresh? Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. But if ye have bitter envying and strife in your heart, glory not, and lie not against the truth. Do not tell lies. Do not lie, period. And lie not against the truth. This wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, and devilish. For where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruit, without partiality and without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. Amen? Can we agree, the word of God? Can we agree with the word of God? Amen? I pray that we do. It's important. It's very important. Husbands, here is, where did I put it? A sample confession of God's word for your marriage. It's just a sample. Amen? Father, in the name of Jesus, I embrace the truth of your word, and I commit it to my life. I commit to change whatever needs to be changed in my life in order to bring every thought into captivity to your word and will for my life. I am a mighty man of valor. And I see my wife as a virtuous woman. I love my wife as your son loved the church. The light of your word shines on my path. My heart safely trusts my wife. She is good to me and good for me. I place a high value on her preciousness to me. My wife is spiritually focused, emotionally strong, and she has unquestionable character. Father, in Jesus' name, if there is any damage I have caused my wife through my own deep-rooted, misguided expectations, I commit to make restitution. You know, Zacchaeus said, if there's anything that I've taken from any man, I restore him fourfold. I will help her develop as a person, and I will let her help me. I will shine on her as the sun shines on the earth. I bring her warmth, nurture, protection, and security. Because of the joy it will bring to both of us, I will gladly drink of the cup that was prepared before we married. I will gladly bear the cross of our relationship, allowing my wife to be herself. I will die to the things that are killing our relationship. We will experience a new creation marriage where old things are passed away and all things are become new. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. I hope that helps you. I hope that helps you. I hope that encourages you. Amen. I hope that helps you and encourages you. You see, we all need help in different places at different times. We all need help in different places at different times. Pray that everyone was helped by this word tonight. It helped me, and I pray that it helped you too. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Everybody needs help and encouragement and strengthening in Christ. And I pray that the words that were spoken tonight help you, strengthen you, comfort you, encourage you, and bolster you in the faith. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. I hope that you got something out of this, because I got something out of it. I always do. Whenever I preach a message, I get something out of it. And I hope that everyone else that hears it get something out of it too. I have been to services where I heard a message and then I said, Lord, what was that? I have experienced that. But I have learned to try to find something out of every sermon that I was exposed to, even if it was just one scripture. And so I pray that I gave you at least two. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Okay, let me look. Where am I going, Holy Spirit? I'm going this way. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we're going to our guest call-in, and I'm going to area code 651. Area code 651, you're on the air in Jesus' name.
Thank you, area code 651. Area code 651, you're on the air in Jesus' name.
Hello?
Hello? Yes.
Hi, Pastor. How are you?
I'm fine. Yeah. What can we do for you?
I'm just calling in for a quick prayer of strengthening. And to, first of all, give a little quick testimony. I went last week to a family funeral. And we prayed before I went everything about my family, because they were kind of different. But the Lord really moved. The atmosphere was totally different. Their tone of voice, their demeanor, it was just totally different. And I just give God the praise for it. And I really didn't have to say much there, but God still moved through just me being there and sending cards and and sending a flower to the funeral. And the scriptures that I used in the card and the writing I put on there, it came from the song that you gave us, Will You Be Ready When Jesus Comes, that song that you gave us for the last famine. That I wrote that in the card and stuff, and it was just nice open atmosphere, and God just really moved that card and those scriptures on their hearts. They were talking totally different. It was just a different atmosphere. And after I got home, my younger sister, which is number 13 in the family, she called me and she wanted to talk about, she wanted more about God in the church that I go to and for prayer and stuff. It was just totally different atmosphere. And she has been contacting me ever since for more on the Lord and how to grow in the Lord. And a good thing. So it was really, God just really moved with me keeping my mouth shut.
Praise
and not flaunting being a Christian.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Yes, it was great. So anyway, you want to pray for me? Continue strength. Battle is hoarding.
All right. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, we want to thank you for this testimony and this new soul that has interest in you now. Thank you, Lord, for this transition and for this victory. We give you the praise, Lord.
Thank you,
and
Lord.
We ask that
thank
you draw this soul, Father, to the Lord Jesus Christ. We ask, Father, that this person, they're beginning to hunger and thirst for righteousness. We ask, Lord, that you fill them. So we thank you, Lord, for this new soul. We plead the blood, the merits of the shed blood of Jesus over this soul, Lord. And we ask that you secure this soul in the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ, that their eternal destiny may change. And that they may receive the same inheritance in the saints all the rest of us have received. In the name of Jesus, we take authority, dominion, and power over any attacks from the enemy that our sister will encounter due to her step of faith. In Jesus' name, we bind all the blowback. In the name of Jesus Christ, we bind all the scorning and backbiting. In the name of Jesus Christ. And we give you praise, glory, and honor, Father, for what you will do in this case. We look forward to this soul fully committing themselves to you. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
God bless you. We love
you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. I love you all as well.
Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You know, that's called good news, saints. That's good news. We all could use some good news. Area code 484. You're on the air in Jesus' name.
Hi, Dr. Sabrina. Good evening to the crew and to the listeners as well. I'm just calling to express my appreciation because you're on the, the gentleman did some deliverance for me the other day. And I'm strengthened and I feel a little bit more encouraged to express myself when I'm dealing with the warfare, because if you guys hadn't done that warfare with me, I wouldn't have been more sure that it does work, that you are not there just to speak about things, but you're there to do things as well. So I'm just calling to let you know that I'm encouraged. I'm growing. I continue to fight because I heard you say you got to fight all the time. Because I used to wonder why is it that Israel has to fight all the time. Now I understand why. The enemy is going to continue attack and he's not going to stop because that's what he does. So I'm encouraged to continue to stand strong, stay strong, even though sometimes it gets overwhelming. So I thank you guys, and I appreciate for a small prayer to stay strong, get stronger while I travel along this path, this new path of finding out how to fight and to fight without stopping or giving up, even when it gets hard. So I'll appreciate a small prayer. And I thank you very much.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we lift up our brother to you. And we ask you, Father, to encourage him and strengthen him in his inner man. Strengthen him in his inner man, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Strengthen him through your word, Father. As he goes through the word, take him to the scripture and help him to receive what he needs to receive to stand. We take authority, dominion, and power over the attacks of the enemy that he has received. We bind every attack. We bind the attackers. We bind the attackers. We bind the attackers. We bind the attackers in Jesus' name. We bind the attackers in the name of Jesus. And we return to sender all of the attacks in the name of Jesus according to the covenant. We return to sender all of the attacks in the name of Jesus Christ. We break the power of every wicked sacrifice against him in Jesus' name. Everything that has been done in the realm of the spirit, in the demonic realm, we destroy it through the blood of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father, and we give you praise. And as you teach him to war, Father, teach him through your word. We thank you and we give you praise for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you. The blood of Jesus over you. Praise the Lord.
Thank you so much.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. So, we are requesting adjudications from the righteous judge concerning. Louisiana has become the first state to enact a law mandating that the Ten Commandments be prominently displayed at all public schools and colleges. Under legislation that became law on June 18th, Louisiana schools that receive state funds will have to display the Ten Commandments in each building it uses and classroom in each school under its jurisdiction. The bill specifies that the text must be presented at the main focal point of a poster or frame document measuring at least 11 inches by 14 inches and printed in a large, easily readable font. It also requires a 200-word context statement explaining that the Ten Commandments were a prominent part of American public education for almost three centuries. According to the context statement, the Ten Commandments had been included in some of the most popular textbooks in U.S. history, published by prominent public education pioneers such as William McGuffey and Noah Webster. For example, Webster's The American Spelling Book contained the Ten Commandments and sold more than 100 million copies for use by public school children all across the nation. It was still available for use in U.S. public schools as recent as 1975. The Republican-backed measure was approved by the Louisiana State Senate on a 30-8 margin on May 16th. It reached Republican Governor Jeff Landry's desk after receiving a final House approval in a 79-16 vote on May 28th. The measure was spearheaded by Republican State Representative Dodie Horton. Last year, she successfully led a legislative effort to require the national motto, "In God We Trust," to be displayed in classrooms across the state. While more than a dozen states have enacted laws mandating or explicitly allowing schools to display the phrase, the Louisiana law goes one step further to require signage in each individual classroom. In 1980, a divided U.S. Supreme Court struck down a Kentucky law requiring public schools to display the Ten Commandments in every classroom, holding that the law signaled the government endorsement of a sacred text in the Jewish and Christian faith in violation of the Establishment Clause of the First Amendment. If the posted copies of the Ten Commandments are to have any effect at all, it will be to induce the school children to read, meditate upon, and perhaps venerate and obey the commandments, the High Court's 5-4 majority wrote at the time. However desirable this might be as a matter of private devotion, it is not permissible, a permissible state objective under the Establishment Clause. In defense of her Ten Commandments measure, Ms. Horton highlighted the text's historical significance, arguing that the bill honors its unique place in Louisiana's history. It's the law's language. The Ten Commandments are described as foundational documents of our state and national government. The Ten Commandments are the basis of all laws in Louisiana, she said, on the House floor in April. And given all the junk our children are exposed to in classrooms today, it's imperative that we put the Ten Commandments back in a prominent position. It doesn't preach a certain religion, but it definitely shows that a moral code that we all should live by is. In recent years, the Supreme Court appears to have become more open to a less restrictive interpretation of the Establishment Clause while placing greater emphasis on the country's history and tradition. In the summer of 2022, the Supreme Court's majority agreed with an argument similar to the one advanced by Ms. Horton when discerning whether a Kentucky school district violated a high school football coach's First Amendment rights by forbidding him to pray at the middle of the field immediately after each game. In a 6-3 decision, the high court sided with the coach, who argued that his on-field post-game prayer was the continuation of a school tradition that predated his tenure at the school. Justice Neil Gorsuch, writing for the majority, agreed with the coach's argument, saying that the Establishment Clause must be interpreted by referencing historical practices and understanding. Learning how to tolerate speech or prayer of all kinds is part of learning how to live in a pluralistic society, Justice Gorsuch wrote, adding that the school district cannot suppress an employee's religious liberty for the sake of complying with the Establishment Clause, which was created to preserve religious liberty. In essence, he wrote, the district asked us to adopt the view that the only acceptable government role models for students are those who eschew any visible religious expression. We are aware of no historically sound understanding of the Establishment Clause that begins to make it necessary for government to be hostile to religion in this way. We want to thank the righteous judge for his adjudications concerning such. Now, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I have already read two different accounts, one of a share over the Ten Commandments. He said he was encouraged by his attorney that it would reduce any liability. Also, I have read of a Catholic priest who had a fit when he found out this passed, saying they have it 1 minute and it'll be torn down the next. And what was the point of that? So, Heavenly Father, I left those two instances and all others that I have not learned about yet before you. And I ask, Father, in the name of Jesus, as you have passed all judgment to the Son for a adjudication from the righteous judge concerning these matters, we thank you, Lord, and we give you praise in your name. We are requesting adjudications from the righteous judge concerning at a private World Economic Forum session in September 2022, Klaus Schwab told the global shapers that their avatar will continue to live after they die and that their brains will be replicated through artificial intelligence. He told the global shapers This just months before the World Economic Forum launched its version of the metaverse. The Global Shapers Community was founded by Schwab and the World Economic Forum in 2012. It brings together people under the age of 30 who have been identified by the WEF as potential leaders. Author Ernst Wolf believes it is a proving ground where future political leaders are being selected, vetted, and groomed before being positioned in the world's political apparatus. It is akin to a WEF indoctrination program, just as is WEF's Young Global Leaders. You have the chance to look forward to a career of 50 years, maybe more. You will get some injections and so on. Don't forget, your avatar will continue to live, and your brain will be replicated through artificial intelligence and algorithms. So, we don't know, but at least 50 years, Schwab told the Global Shapers at a private WEF session. It's not clear why the Global Shapers in the audience clapped and laughed at Schwab's idea of extending their lives with avatars, algorithms, and injections. His is truly a dystopian plan, as we explain later. If they knew that Schwab and his collaborators had in store for them and had any common sense or self-respect, they would have chosen to throw rotten eggs at him. A few months after his seemingly entertaining chat to the Global Shapers, Schwab was again plugging avatars with the help of his partners, Accenture and Microsoft. Those are his partners. In January 2023, the WEF launched its working version of the metaverse called the Global Collaboration Village. At a Global Collaboration Village press conference with Julie Sweet, Accenture Chair and Chief Executive Officer, and Brad Smith, Microsoft Vice Chair and President, Schwab said, "For me, it was the first experience to use an avatar. I got so fast accustomed to it, so I am fascinated by the capabilities which we have. For me, this is the next phase, the next big phase of development in the virtual world. And we are very proud that together with our partners, we can work on creating the first use of this top technology for the public good." The metaverse is a technological concept centered around virtual and augmented reality. It has the ominous capability to become a breeding ground for censorship, unbridled surveillance, and an insidious form of digital enslavement, surpassing anything humanity has ever encountered. And the World Economic Forum has been taking steps to have control over it. Schwab succinctly conveyed the organization's ambitions for the metaverse during a speech in February 2023 at the appropriately titled World Government Summit. In his address, Schwab proclaimed that those who gain mastery over new technologies, including the metaverse, will wield a significant degree of influence over the world's affairs. "We are at the beginning, when you look at it, at technology transformation. It usually takes place in the terms of an S-curve, and we are just now where we move into the exponential phase. And I agree, artificial intelligence, but not only artificial intelligence, but also the metaverse, new space technologies, and I could go on and on, synthetic biology. Our life in 10 years from now will be completely different, very much affected, and who masters those technologies in some way will be the master of the world," he said. I'll read it again. "Our life in 10 years from now will be completely different, very much affected, and who masters those technologies in some way will be the master of the world," he said. Should the WEF's vision materialize and extensively control metaverse permeating nearly every facet of society. The unelected WEF would bring to fruition Schaub's vision. The WEF, in some manner, would wield mastery over the world through its role in governing the metaverse. Throughout the week's WEF 2024 annual meeting, more than 200 participants engaged at the virtual global collaboration village. It's surprising it was that many, but then again, 140 organizations have joined the village partners community, and perhaps people were obliged by their employers to show some interest. That being the case, WEF's global collaboration village seems to be proving a flop. Hopefully, the global shapers will see it the same way. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask for adjudications from the righteous judge, and we thank him for doing so. We are requesting adjudications from the righteous judge concerning the metaverse is an emerging technological concept centered around virtual and augmented reality. It tantalizingly offers humans the prospect of an unprecedented digital escapade, one that boasts greater expanse, interactivity, and intensity than any prior experience. However, lurking beneath this alluring veneer is a dark underbelly. The metaverse has the ominous capability to become a breeding ground for censorship, unbridled surveillance, and an insidious form of digital enslavement, surpassing anything humanity has ever encountered. If people increasingly immerse themselves in the metaverse, integrating it into every facet of their lives, they inadvertently open themselves up to manipulation by those who wield technological control. They inadvertently open themselves up to manipulation by those who wield technological control. This potential dependency raises the specter of a dystopian scenario where the very virtual realm designed to liberate morphs into a digital prison, with its inhabitants confined and subjugated. This technology is still in its early stages of development, and its potential to either enhance digital opportunities or devolve to a digital catastrophe remains uncertain. Increasingly, the World Economic Forum, a prominent international organization known for its advocacy of digital censorship and surveillance, is already taking steps to assert its control over this emerging digital frontier. Klaus Schwab, the founder and chairman of the WEF, succinctly conveyed the organization's ambitions for the metaverse during a speech in February 2023 at the appropriately titled World Government Summit. In his address, Schwab proclaimed that those who gain mastery over new technologies, including the metaverse, will wield a significant degree of influence over the world's affairs. We are at the beginning, when you look at it, at technology transformation. This is a direct quote from him. It usually takes place in the terms of an S-curve, and we are just now where we move into the exponential phase. And I agree, artificial intelligence, but not only artificial intelligence, but also the metaverse, new space technologies, and I could go on and on and on. Synthetic biology. Our life in 10 years from now will be completely different, very much affected, and who masters those technologies in some way will master the world. Masters of the world. That's what he said out of his mouth. Schwab and his organization are employing a recognizable strategy to assert their dominance over the metaverse. They engage in collaborative efforts with both public and private sectors, orchestrating initiatives that further the WEF's agenda. This subtle maneuvering enables them to progressively amass controlled and wield influence. At the forefront of the WEF's metaverse endeavors lies their primary initiative, aptly named Defining and Building the Metaverse. Initially, the organization made no attempt to conceal its intentions of levering these partnerships to establish, thank you, Holy Spirit, a form of governance over the metaverse. A previous iteration of the initiative's webpage stated its mission as to formulate and disseminate actionable strategies for the creation and governance of the metaverse. This language has subsequently been substituted with a more subdued mission, which now aims to facilitate the progress of a secure, interoperable, and economically feasible metaverse. The initiative has already forged partnerships over 150 prominent entities, encompassing corporate giants, government bodies, and international organizations. Among these partners are Meta, Microsoft, Sony, HTC, and Magic Leap, which stand as key manufacturers of virtual and augmented reality hardware is for metaverse interaction. Notably, both Meta and Microsoft staunchly advocate for online censorship. Further, a number of private sector factors and government representatives associated with censorship have also become involved. This includes the Australian government's e-safety commissioner, a figure advocating for recalibration of fundamental rights such as free speech, and GLAAD, an advocacy group that has called for government intervention to combat what it labels as hate speech. Moreover, a number of influential financial institutions hold membership in this initiative. Among these notable entities is MasterCard, an advocate of digital identification systems, which has actively participated in the New York Fed's pilot program for central bank digital currency. The company has also imposed blacklists on various alternative tech platforms. Another participant is PayPal, a corporation that has deplatformed numerous users and lent its assistance to the Bank of England's endeavors concerning central bank digital currency. The colossal financial institution, J.P. Morgan, recognized for its involvement in Singapore's CBDC and its enthusiasm for biometric payment methods, has similarly engaged in this initiative. J.P. Morgan has also undertaken forming actions against its customers, and it surely has. Deutsche Bank, foreseeing the inevitability of central bank digital currencies, has also aligned itself as a partner with the WEF Metaverse Initiative. In alignment with the WEF's customary approach, governmental agencies and international organizations form an integral part of the collaborative landscape. This particular category of partners encompasses the United Nations Office of Counterterrorism, the United States National Institutes of Health, National Human Genome Research Institute, and Interpol. It's pertinent to note that the United Nations has consistently issued calls for censorship, displaying a stance contrary to the principles of free speech. The National Institute of Health has faced allegations of attempting to stifle dissent during the COVID pandemic, and Interpol's global arrest warrant mechanism has been misused to target journalists. While these affiliations serve as telling indicators of WEF's intentions for the metaverse, the revelations within the reports published by the Defining and Building the Metaverse Initiative are even more illuminating. Within these reports, the WEF openly acknowledges its aspirations to exercise control and impose restrictions on broad domains of legal conduct and speech within the metaverse. It aims to introduce digital identification systems and advance the notions of diversity, equity, and inclusion, a term often used to coerce users into complying with various mandates and regulations while simultaneously censoring dissenting voices. A particular report titled Privacy and Safety in the Metaverse meticulously outlines the WEF strategy for overseeing what it terms as harm. Instances of perceived wrongs that may not necessarily amount to criminal activity but are deemed objectionable by others. The report advocates for metaverse stakeholders to proactively combat cyberbullying, harassment, misinformation, and disinformation, four terms frequently invoked to rationalize the censorship practices of major tech companies. The suggested approach for this crackdown involves the establishment of a mechanism for recourse and redress, enabling users to promptly report instances of harassment, discrimination, or abuse in real time. This framework also incorporates robust investigation and enforcement procedures capable of holding both individuals and organizations accountable for their conduct, along with a tiered system of sanctions. The report distinctly indicates that within the framework of recourse and redress, the protection of free speech will be accorded a lower priority. It goes so far as to quote a source expressing difficulty in countering perceived toxic elements due to, in their words, freedom of speech concerns and a scarcity of legally chargeable offenses. Alongside proposing extensive measures to clamp down on expressions and behaviors within the metaverse, the report delves into the notion of safeguarding children, a recurring argument that often employed to rationalize the curtailment of both free speech and privacy for all individuals. These legislations encompass the Children's Online Privacy Protection Act, which has negatively impacted numerous independent creators, the California Age Appropriate Design Code, which seeks to compel apps and websites to verify visitors' identities, the European Union's Digital Services Act, a comprehensive censorship law, and the UK's Online Safety Bill, replete with provisions that pose threats to free speech and privacy. Another report emanating from the WES Metaverse Initiative, titled Social Implications of the Metaverse, unveils the organization's desire for significantly more stringent controls over avatar customization within the metaverse compared to the prevailing gaming domain. While popular video games permit players to opt for or craft avatars possessing different genders or races, this report assessed potential repercussions arising from users adopting avatars that differ from their own race or culture. These potential repercussions, as outlined in the report, encompass cultural appropriation, identity tourism, digital blackface, really harmful stereotypes, and misrepresentations. The report employs these instances of perceived avatar misuse as the rationale for enforcing constraints on avatar customization and advocates for the implementation of modern moderation policies. Furthermore, the report emphasizes the importance of regulators giving careful consideration to the provision of digital identities in the metaverse while advocating for the establishment of an ecosystem trusted digital identity users. Despite recommending privacy-centered IDs, the mandatory adoption of digital IDs within the metaverse introduces a range of inherent drawbacks for users. Digital IDs can foster exclusion, rendering individuals without one unable to access specific metaverse experiences. Although the concept of privacy-preserving holds appeal in theory, many systems claiming such attributes still inadvertently disclose certain personal information. At the very least, a network of trusted digital identity providers suggests that these entities will hold personal user data. Furthermore, the social implications of the metaverse report asserts the imperative of prioritizing diversity, equity, and inclusion at multiple levels while constructing metaverse teams and crafting metaverse hardware, software, and encounters. While diversity, equity, and inclusion are often framed as principles promoting fairness and openness, such initiatives frequently devolve into situations where corporations impose arbitrary quotas across their operations, and vehemently silence any dissenting voices criticizing these mandates. Not only is the WEF promoting a bleak vision of the metaverse characterized by stringent control over speech and behavior, mandatory digital identification, and the enforcement of diversity, equity, inclusion mandates, but it also has also birthed own metaverse known as the Global Collaboration Village. This endeavor is a collaborative venture involving Accenture and Microsoft. The Global Collaboration Village is framed as an inclusive, responsible initiative with its primary goal being the enhancement of sustained public-private cooperation and the reinforcement of global collaboration. Partners contributing to this initiative include Infosys, a company co-founded by the architect behind India's digital ID system and closely tied to the puppet that currently serves as the UK's prime minister, the International Monetary Fund, actively engaged in developing a global central bank digital currency platform and supporting CBDC's potential to control people's purchasing habits. The United Nations Development Program, a non-governmental organization, academic institutions, various countries, and even Interpol. While the notion of the WEF assuming control over the metaverse is unsettling, the situation becomes even more disconcerting when one realizes that the organization envisions the metaverse permeating numerous crucial sectors of society. The WEF's outlook encompasses a plethora of domains in which the metaverse is projected to intersect, including banking and capital markets, corporate governance, financial and monetary systems, the future of consumption, global governance, health and health care, internet governance, justice and law, mental health, pandemic preparedness and response, and the digital transformation of business. Despite its aspirations to govern the metaverse, the WEF fundamentally diverges from democratically elected governments. Schwab, along with his benefactors and the constituents of the WEF, hold positions that are not subject to election or the possibility of being voted out by the public. Furthermore, ordinary citizens find themselves devoid of influence over the regulations that the WEF intends to impose upon the metaverse, resulting in the suppression of voices advocating for freedom. Instead, the influential entities and individuals within the WEF's membership sphere are advocating for a digital future life with authoritarianism, where unwelcome speech is silenced and a universal digital identification system is imposed. Should the WEF's vision materialize and extensively control metaverse permeating nearly every facet of society, the unelected WEF would bring to fruition the prophecy outlined by Schwab in his 2022 discourse on world governance. The WEF, in some manner, would wield mastery over the world through its role in governing the metaverse. Woo! Amen. We want to thank the righteous judge for his adjudications concerning such. We are requesting adjudications from the righteous judge concerning to have engaged in what some are calling lawfare against Donald Trump. They have launched several criminal trials in various districts, hoping, it seems, to stop him from becoming president. One of the trials is over, resulting in a guilty verdict. Another case is in Florida, where a federal prosecutor is trying to pin Trump for the documents he kept at Mar-a-Lago. The big problem is for the left. The prosecutor, Special Counsel Jack Smith, has been outed for manipulating evidence. The judge presiding has postponed the case until the election to sort through these accusations. Now it has come to light that Democrats plotted to get this judge removed to speed up the case. NBC and MSNBC legal analyst Glenn Kirshner has been revealed as the origin of an orchestrated campaign to file complaints against Judge Aileen Cannon, who is presiding over former President Trump's case in Florida. The left has reacted angrily against the Trump-appointed judge, furious that she has postponed the case until after the November 2024 election. As the National Review has noted, an appellate judge rejected complaints against Cannon, finding that they appeared to be the result of a deliberate and orchestrated campaign to remove her. A claim had come out alleging that Jack Smith, a known anti-Trump prosecutor, mishandled the evidence, came out that he might have manipulated documents recovered from Trump's home, casting serious doubt on the entire case. Judge Aileen Cannon postponed the trial indefinitely to sort through these claims. That meant the case would not be held or decided before the election. Clearly, that outraged Democrats, who are pushing these trials as a way to, it seems, control the outcome of the election. Over 1,000 complaints were made against Cannon to another judge. People were demanding Cannon be removed from this case because she decided to postpone it. As it turns out, this was an orchestrated campaign by NBC and MSNBC contributor named Glenn Kirshner. He compelled liberals to file these questionable complaints simply to remove Cannon from the case. These complaints had nothing to do with the actual facts of the trial, but with Democrats' desire to continue their lawfare against Trump. The appellate judge rejected those complaints after discovering they were part of a deliberate campaign to meddle in the trial. So we want to thank the righteous judge for his adjudication concerning such. We are requesting adjudications from the righteous judge concerning. For Biden's entire presidency, he has been hiding a concerning plan that could undermine the foundations of the American experiment, like a shell game huckster working a street corner. While the audience is watching one hand, the other hand is getting away with unseen trickery. Biden seems to have mastered his hustle against the American people. Biden's plot to dismantle the U.S. border and allow unfettered access into the country for illegal immigrants has created a crisis affecting every state and most major cities. This is how he is his signature legacy as president, a grift that will affect the nation for generations. Biden secretly took his hustle to a new level when it comes to illegal immigrants. He just gave the border crossers access to the country with a stroke of his pen. The Biden administration canceled over 350,000 asylum cases, allowing migrants to stay in the United States indefinitely in a move that experts call mass amnesty. This is just a massive amnesty under the guise of prosecutorial discretion. Andrew Arthur, a former immigration judge and current resident fellow at the Center for Immigration Studies, explained, "You're basically allowing people who don't have the right to be in the United States to be here indefinitely." The asylum shell game was exposed in an investigation by the New York Post. The Biden administration deemed these hundreds of thousands of migrants as not a threat to the country. The cases go back as far as 2022 and were terminated without a decision on the merits of their asylum claim. This allows the migrants to be determined as neither receiving nor having been denied asylum in the United States. This is nothing more than an executive-level shell game to push hundreds of thousands of people one step closer to citizenship without following U.S. law. The number of people who would receive this mass amnesty is staggering. Reports show that under Biden's watch, a shocking 77% of asylum seekers have been allowed to stay in the country. The current backlog of asylum seekers is reported to be more than 3.5 million. Mass amnesty, if supported by Biden, could establish an unprecedented flood of people with a pathway to citizenship. The idea is widely supported by Democrats who have called upon Biden to act on the amnesty prospect. Biden's administration has overseen and perpetuated the unprecedented border crisis that has allowed a staggering flow of illegal immigrants into the country. Through the northern and southern borders, authorities have documented more than 9.5 million immigrant encounters with 1.7 million estimated illegal immigrant gotaways. 1.7 million estimated illegal immigrant gotaways. Estimates are that the foreign-born population living in the U.S. has hit a high of 51.6 million people under Biden. The massive increase in the last few years has been credited to Biden's open border policies that have attracted mass illegal immigration. The one thing holding back Biden from enacting mass amnesty may be voter polls related to the 2024 presidential election. One poll found that only 20% of voters believe the U.S. control of the borders. Another poll showed that Americans trust former President Donald Trump to handle immigration more than they trust the incumbent. Once again, Trump stands out among voters as the candidate who can get the job done and secure Americans' borders and protect its citizens. We want to thank the righteous judge for his adjudications concerning such. Amen. Woo! Amen. Brother Marshall. It's time for those hot prayers to hit the throne.
Thank you, Father. Thank you for the spirit of adoption, Father. Thank you, Jesus, for loving us perfectly. Fix your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face. And the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Thank you, Father, for restoring the glory the Lord Jesus had with you from before the foundation of the world, even as Jesus prayed to you in the Gospel of John, chapter 17. Thank you, Father. This is the glory of children of their fathers. Thank you for your glory for defense. Thank you for delivering us. I said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. So we take the cup of salvation. We call upon your name as you deliver from every plan, wile, and scheme of the enemy to steal, kill, and or destroy. Because Jesus made it really clear. He says, the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And you may have it more abundantly. We prefer your abundant life, Lord, and liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, especially in this country, but every nation, Father. It isn't just the United States that has people flooding in from all over the world. This is not just a coincidence that it just happened to happen in Europe and most of the Western nations. And we thank you, Father. He said, call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. So every one of these instances, the pastor's brain is just taking the time to read through. And maybe I learned by repetition. So, Father, I thank you for the repetition, too. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. We thank you, Father. The pastor's brain is going to all the trouble of finding this information, Father. Who was that brother? There was a brother who died in 1979. And he said, any person in a battle needs to know the plans and wiles and schemes of the enemy so you can thwart them. And we thank you, Father. We thank you, Father, you're exposing all these things. And it says if a little bird sees somebody setting a snare or a trap, the little bird's going to say, wait a minute. Sure, that little bunch of grain pot up there looks yummy. I think I'm going to run over and get it. But wait a minute. I remember they put this noose, and then they sprinkled some little things to distract people from the noose that's right there around the grain. When I step on it, boop, my little feet or my neck goes up in the air and pigeon for dinner or whatever they're going to catch. So, Father, we know these people think of human beings because I don't know if they're fully human. If they are, they certainly are psychopaths. Maybe that's just a psychological term. But people who don't have empathy, Father, we know that God is love. And you moved Jesus by compassion. When the woman who was a widow, whose husband had died, her son had just died, he was going to be her protection in her old age, Father God, when they were carrying his body out, says Jesus was moved with compassion. He touched the funeral bear, whatever it was, where the body was. And he said, young man, arise. And so Jesus was moved by his Father, God, his love, to raise that young man, because Jesus only did what his Father wanted him to do. So, Father, we ask you to raise up the body of Christ, because we're acting like some of us, the body of Christ, and Pastor Sabrina alluded to the fact that some of the churches may or may not even say church on the building, but they sort of forgot about what the whole word, the church means ecclesia, the gathering together. Around what? around the head. Who's the head? The head of every man is Christ. Oh, and was Jesus meek and mild? Yes, he was. Is Satan lifted up with proud wrath? Oh, boy, he certainly is. He thinks he knows everything. Sounds like some of these people at the UN, at WEF, and all these different groups, Interpol maybe, all these different people, they think they know everything. How about Microsoft and Accenture and all these different companies the Pastor Sabrina alluded to, global private partnership. Even as all the plans have been growing on for quite some time, been exposed by many people, to have people flood into the United States, flooding into every nation. And some of those people that are already in Canada, they want to come on down to the United States too. Maybe it's a little cold up there for some of them, a little cold in Chicago for some of the people who wandered in recently, Father God. Some of them were paid for by some other countries to whisk them in through Venezuela, coming from China or other places, given roadmaps how to get here. Why do you do that? Oh, let's look and follow the little dotted lines. Father, we thank you for exposing everything that's going on. We thank you, Father God, that there are some people that are standing up now, including in Louisiana, where they want to have the Ten Commandments. We thank you, Father God. Help those people that are standing for the traditional values of the United States of America as a Christian nation. It was established as a Christian nation. They didn't want people to say, well, you have to be a part of the Church of England, or you have to be Roman Catholic, or you have to be Quaker, or you have to be Church of the Brethren, or you have to be any particular denomination. No. They said they didn't want people to limit the type of Christian faith they can express, but they expected everybody to be Christian, because everybody came over here, at least from England and France and other places, like the French Huguenots that were persecuted big time. Those people that came over, they came over for freedom of religion. And now they want to have people to have free to worship Klaus Schwab, the free to worship the UN, to worship the WEF or whatever it is. So, Father, we thank you for helping the people in Louisiana and other places, even in Kentucky, to be able to stand up for the truth. And we thank you, Father God, for causing those people in the Supreme Court to listen to you, to listen to those Ten Commandments. They're all going to stand before the judge sometime, all those people. And some of them, maybe they've already been blackmailed. Maybe they're blackmailed by the people who are blackmailed. No, I don't know. There's a lot of nonsense going on, Father God, in Jesus' name. We thank you for Neil Gorsuch or whatever his name from the Supreme Court standing up for the truth in that area. We praise you, Lord, for what you're doing. We ask for the righteous judge intervention, all these things, including Klaus Schwab's and the WEF's plans to control everybody. They've certainly been busy grooming all these leaders for France and for Canada. And how about some guy who's supposed to be a Republican from Texas with one eye or something? We know a lot of things about the one eye nonsense. So we thank you, Father God, that what kind of life is it when you have to live through electronic devices, to live in a virtual reality? How about real reality, Father God? And say, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. We ask for your liberty from all these plans and wiles and schemes of the enemy, from all these different groups, including those at PayPal, J.P. Morgan, and the Bank of England, and all these different MasterCard, all these different groups that want to impose their opinion. So they can be the big man, they can be in charge, and they can say, oh, you can't buy that. It's not part of equity, inclusion, and all that. It's not part of our preferred things. That might cause people to feel uncomfortable. Like Pastor Sabrina was talking about, people might wear a church about, you know, maybe just two genders. The people don't like people to wear shirts like that going into schools or any other place. We ask you, Father God, for these people who are concerned about freedom of speech to realize their speech may be taken away, because you said people who speak things that are not truth according to your word, you're going to judge them according to your law, and your word is forever settled in heaven. They're going to all stand before the Lord Jesus, Father. We know, Father God, that many people go to the Masonic lodges, maybe they go other places, Father God, someday that have that opportunity to stand before your judge, before their judge. Mm. We know there's not just a point that the man wants to die, but there's a second death. He talks about a second death over in Revelation 20, verse 6. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such a, the second death hath no power. The second death is, Father God, it's available to these people who want to control human beings you created in your image. For the image of God created he man. Said, he that sheddeth man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed. I'm not advocating anything illegal, immoral, unethical, Father God. But, Father God, back in the Old Testament, the priest standing up for what was right, he took a javelin, big spear, and he thrust it through the Jewish guy and a Midianite woman that was doing things out in the open, right in front of the whole body there. They were offended. They thought it was pretty cool, but they didn't last long, Father God. And he said, that priest, it was counted to him as righteousness, Father God. Well, some, that doesn't sound very righteous to me, but your law, your judgment is what's going to prevail. So our position is seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, in Jesus' name. For all these people trying to orchestrate all these things, trying to get rid of the judge that Donald Trump had selected in Florida, Father God, trying to remove her very stealthily, Father God. We ask you to expose what's really going on. And all these things, Father God, in Jesus' name, we thank you for the people waking up and the evidence that Sabrina has, Dr. Sabrina has posted, Father God, concerning all these so-called asylum seekers and everything else, and the people's opinion of Biden versus Trump, for example. Not that Trump's perfect either, only God is good, but concerning what would be best for the people, what a novel idea, of the United States of America. So we ask for adjudication, Father, in Jesus' name, because of the blood of the covenant, in Jesus' name. Help me, Father, in Jesus' name. So we thank you for raising us up together with Christ Jesus, according to Ephesians 2:6. We're seated in him, in Christ, because of his righteousness. It's for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. It's not by might, not by power. It's by your spirit, Father God, in Jesus' name. Help me, Father. It is written, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. It's on Jesus' shoulder. He's the same yesterday, today, forever. And his name shall be exalted. His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Made peace by the blood of your cross. So the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. Upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth and forevermore. We thank for your adjudications in every one of these areas. For the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and are safe. In Jesus' name. And it is written, thank you, Holy Spirit. The heathen are sunk down in the pit that they made, like it says in Psalm 9, verse 15. In the net which they hid is their own foot taken. You said, dishonor have all your saints, Father. I decree what's written in your word. The Lord is known by the judgment which he executeth. The wicked is snared in the work of his own hands. Think about it, Selah. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all nations that forget God. Forgive us, Father. First and foremost, we take responsibility and repent as the Christians in this nation and every nation any one of us represent for not standing up for your truth, Father God, in Jesus' name. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and the nations that forget God. For the needy shall not always be forgotten. The expectation of the poor shall not perish. Arise, O Lord, let not man prevail, that the heathen be judged in thy sight. Put them in fear, O Lord, that the nations may know themselves to be but men. We speak confusion, division, the enemy's camp. Every witchcraft curse coming from all sources, from all realms, from our position, seat in heavenly places, command there be no further flow of power communication from the demons in the second heavens, the demons on earth. In Jesus' name, we close every ungodly portal, trying to be opened by CERN or anyone else. We close all portals coming from all sources, including the Christians that have been duped to doing prayer walking that may not be according to your plans, Father God, in Jesus' name, from the so-called third wave movement. We ask you, Father God, to grant all your people and those that will be your people, even the backsliders, the gifts of repentance, the knowledge of the truth, that recover themselves from the snare of the devil in Jesus' name. Thank you for pouring forth of your spirit. As you promised, Father, you said, the last days I pour forth of my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your old men will dream dreams, my young men will see visions, and my handmaids and my servants in those days I pour forth of my spirit. We thank you for doing so, Father God, in Jesus' name. And it says in your word, Father God, in Jesus' name, Psalm 35. Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me, the fighting against every believer in every nation. Take hold of the shield and buckler and stand up for my help. Draw out also the spear and stop the way against them that persecute me. And that's saying to my soul, it's saying to each one of our souls, I am thy salvation. Thank you for winning salvation for walls and bulwarks. Let them be confounded and put to shame that seek after my soul. Let them be turned back and brought to confusion that divides my heart. Yes, confusion, division. Division, confusion, the enemy's camp. In Jesus' name. Put to confusion in Jesus' name. Because you've given all power to Jesus in heaven and earth. And as joint heirs with Christ, in Jesus' name. According to your word. You're not giving us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and of a sound mind, Father God. And Jesus says, and if Satan rise up against himself, all these different groups rising up against themselves, these different groups vying for power, the RC Church and the Church of Satan and the WEF and all these three-letter agencies from every nation, the Five Eyes groups trying to control things from the so-called Praetorian Guard of the Mossad or the CIA or whatever, MI6, whatever it's called. And if Satan rise up against himself and be divided, he cannot stand but hath an end. No man can enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods, except he first bind the strong man, and then he will spoil his house. Together with the saints, in Jesus' name, because of the blood of covenant, in the name of Jesus, who has all power in heaven and earth right now, even as it is written, according to Philippians 2:8-11, even as it is written in Matthew 28:18. We bind you, Satan, according to Matthew 18:18, Matthew 16:19. He said, behold, I give unto you power. Whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth is loosed in heaven. Satan, you and all your underlings, every spirit of mammon, every spirit behind pedophilia, every spirit trying to control human beings, contrary to the Most High God's plan, every spirit contrary to the blood covenant that the Christians made, even in Mayflower Compact, because you keep your promises, Father God. The church may have forgotten, but you're going to remind us. And we thank you for saying the Holy Ghost. He does a really good job of reminding us of what you say. As you point out in the Gospel of John, I think it's chapter 14:26. The Holy Ghost reminds us of what's written in your word. Because of your blood of the covenant, that's forever settled in heaven. Satan, you're bound. All your underlings are bound. We overcome the accuser of the brethren by the blood of the Lamb. We love not our lives unto the death, because Jesus is our life, and he has the power of an endless life. Satan, you're bound. Everyone, underlings are bound. Every spirit seeking to kill, steal, and destroy, named and not named. Every spirit of psychological warfare, all mind control spirits, all those spirits coming from using digital things to control people through computers, cell phones, tracking and tracing everybody, not just with cell phones, but with putting things by injection or other ways into human beings through lettuce or whatever that's given, things that are really from a pharmaceutical lab and not from a garden. Not from God's kind of a garden, because you say every creature of God is good and nothing to be refused. What about those things that are not of God? We thank you, Father God, for the people in different nations that are standing up against this nonsense, Father God. People in Tennessee, the people in Louisiana. We thank you for the people standing up for the truth. Say, what about the Ten Commandments? We thank you for those people that say, yeah, this is important. We thank you for Brother Bill posting in his house. It's awesome. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. It's not in our strength. Oh, no. It's by your Holy Spirit, Father God, because that's how Jesus did it, and that's how the Christians, anointed, little anointed ones, are able to do it. So Satan, you're bound. Everyone, their underlings are bound. Every mind control spirit, every spirit of Antichrist unloving, all spirits of rebellion, every spirit of presumption, perversion, every spirit of selfishness, pride, all ungodly spirits, named and not named, are bound. Every spirit of gluttony, every spirit of love of this present world, every spirit of trying to save our lives instead of just trusting in him to save, because he's our Savior. There's only one Savior. And his name is not Trump or Biden or Macron. No, his name is Jesus. And what does Jesus mean? Jesus means Savior. And I heard about a plumber who went home to be with the Lord a year before my wife was born. And he went into somebody who was deathly ill, and he didn't know how to pray. He just kept saying, Jesus, Savior. Jesus, Deliverer. Jesus, Jesus. And that person was healed. So, Father God, you know respect of persons. For Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on the tree. Thank you, Jesus, for hanging on that tree for us, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles. It don't have to be Jewish. That the blessings of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, who might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. And whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world? But he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God. This is he that came by water and blood, not by water only. Yes, he's lovely to be washed in the water of the word. He does not come by water only, but by water and blood. Jesus did not just shed his blood as a nice little religious thing to do so people can have a little sip of wine or grape juice or something every now and then. Father God, he came so that we might realize he is our life. You say the life of the flesh. And the book people don't read a lot of in Leviticus, Leviticus 17:11. The life of the flesh is in the blood. And you, God, you said, behold, I've given it to you upon the altar to make an atonement for your souls. So we thank you, Jesus, you hung on that altar, the place there on Golgotha, the place there where Father Abraham offered a sacrifice so the angel of death would be turned away from your people, Father God. And we thank you, Father God. And you caused King David to repent for when he's a number of the people and all the things he did in error, Father God. He had a repentant heart. So we repent of all of our selfishness and sins, Father God. And we ask you, Father God, to pour forth of your Spirit. You said, on the last days I'll pour forth of my Spirit. Thank you. We thank you for waking up the body of Christ all over your earth, Father God, in Jesus' name. Even as it is written, I believe it's over in Ephesians 5-something. Where is that, Lord? 5:14. Wherefore he saith, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. Hey, who's our life? Jesus is our life. Yeah, we've been dead to self. We've been dead by selfishness, dead by mind control through, oh, pharmakia, sorcery, and witchcraft. Oh, you need to have this next jab. Oh, how many of you had your sixth booster yet? Have you got enough graphene in you yet to be controlled by 5G, 6G, 10G, or some other G? But God is above all these false G's in Jesus' name. We ask you, Father God, to send your angels to help the body of Christ overturn their altars, Father God, in Jesus' name. Overturn their altars, Father God, in Jesus' name. Because you don't like it when the body of Christ, it wasn't just the Israelites back when they served other gods. And I'm so glad that Sabrina said it started to rain when she was talking about the water. And since I've been watering my little garden of herbs on foot, I've had to carry, like the people over in Africa, they have to carry their water long distances. At least we have a hose and the water that still runs at the moment, Father God. Thank you for that. But you said over in Deuteronomy 11:10, for the land whither thou goest in to possess it is not the land of Egypt from whence thou came out, where thou sowest seed and waterest it with thy foot as a garden of herbs. But the land where you go to possess it is a land of hills and valleys and drinketh water of the rain of heaven. Father, we ask for the rain of heaven. Rain down your righteousness, a land which the Lord thy God careth for. The eyes of the Lord God are always upon it. We're your dirt, Lord, from the beginning of the year to the end of the year. And it shall come to pass, if you shall hearken diligently unto my commandments, which I command you, to this day, to love the Lord your God, to serve him with all your heart, with all your soul, that I will give you the rain of your land in due season, the first rain and the latter rain, that thou mayest gather in thy corn, thy wine, and thine oil, which represents the blessings of the Lord, and the Holy Ghost too. And I will send grass in the field for the cattle. Oh, we want to take care of the cattle. Isn't that nice? That thou mayest eat to the full. Take heed to yourselves, that your heart be not deceived, and they are not turned aside to serve other gods. How about metaverse? And worship them. How about the WEF? Then the Lord's wrath shall be kindled against you. You shall shut up heaven. There shall be no rain, like in the northeast of recently, Father God, with higher temperatures than Florida. And that the land yield not her fruit, and that you perish quickly from off the good land which the Lord giveth you. So we thank you, Father God, for helping the people in the body of Christ to say, wait a minute, we don't want to be involved with idolatry. Help the body of Christ to wake up. Thank you for sending the Holy Ghost to grant each one that has wandered away, Father God, and worship false God. The pastors that they get their little sermons from the internet, Father God. Oh, this is what you teach, you know, inclusion and all the rest of it, Father God. Oh, don't speak it. Hate speech. You don't want to say that people are cutting off their genitalia or their breasts or something when they're minors. That's, you don't want to say that's a bad thing, do you? But, Father God, I think it said in your word that you want us to prosper and multiply. You want us to, you're a God of multiplication, Father God, not a God of just little addition. And, Father God, very quickly, this nation is not going to replicate itself by the birth rate. And I think some of that was planned by these lovely injections, Father God, where the birth rate is declining. Father God, it's less than replacement. So, Father, that's why they feel they have to bring in all these nice visitors to come, the heathen you're bringing to us, Father God. We ask you to save the souls that can be saved. And those politicians that are starting to stand up for the truth, and those judges that are trying to stand up for the truth, Father God, and those people that know the truth to some degree, Father God, but they don't see the whole big picture. But you see the whole thing. All things are naked and open to your eyes, Father God. And we thank you for exposing them, Father God. Help us to be able to do the things you want us to do and to be wise. To be wise, sharing your word. We ask you, Father God, to send the proper labors to each one. And yes, it's very, very challenging, Father God, in your word. You told us over in Ezekiel 3:17, Son of man, I have made thee a watchman to the house of Israel. Therefore, hear the word of my mouth and give them warning from me. When I say to the wicked, thou shalt surely die, and thou givest him not warning.
When I was just a child, I heard a beautiful story. How you loved me so much that you died on Calvary.
But now,
Valley, thank you for our son, and now is the dead.
voice of God. Wake up the blinded place of his sound and sing this way. Wake up and sing this way. Pour forth of your spirit.
Thank you.